from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by former Reds general manager, one of the best voices in baseball, Jim Bowden, joins us on the show today. Jim, happy to be talking to you today. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, great to be back on your show. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Jim. I'm not sure if you saw the end of the Royals game yesterday. It looked like they had to strike him out, throw him out. That's not what the umpire agreed to. The Royals did end up giving up multiple runs in the last inning. What did you make of it? Did you get a chance to see the end of the Royals game last night?
I have not seen the end of the Royals game last night, so I apologize for that.
No, perfectly fine. I just wanted to get your opinion on a lot of people are upset about the ending of the game. Just wanted to get your thoughts on it. Let's talk about the trade deadline. That's the big reason why we've had you on here. I've heard from Jeff Passan. We saw his report yesterday that the Royals have been very aggressive behind the scenes and trying to make a deal happen before the deadline. You're very plugged in the baseball circles as well. What are you hearing about the Royals right now as we are, 5 days away from the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, look, J.J. Piccolo has done a really great job there, as you know, in the offseason, rebuilding that starting pitching, which is now second best in terms of team ERA in the American League. The two areas that's been a major problem really have been the bullpen and lack of offensive production from left field. And J.J. has been on the phone, texting, calling, aggressively for over a month now trying to solve those issues. And he struck early with his deal with Washington, paid a steep price, but was able to land Hunter Harvey, which was a significant bullpen arm that should help them down the stretch. And he's still everywhere. And Matt Cortero, the manager, is a regular on my Sunday front office show on Sirius XM's MLB Network Radio. And, you know, I asked him the other day, I said, what are you guys looking for at the deadline? And, you know, he said, pitching, which is really what's gotten them here. I mean, it's pretty amazing, the rotation with an ERA of 3.5. The other thing that's been amazing about this Kansas City team is they don't strike out. Like, there's not a team in baseball that strikes out less. They move the chains. They find a way to get runs. They put the ball in play. And that's part of the reason why they're sitting here 8 games over 500 or whatever, wherever it is, with a chance to get to the postseason. So I think it's been a fun team to watch, and I don't think they're done. I think that J.J. is going to make another move or two between now and the deadline.
You mentioned J.J. in the front office. I think they deserve a lot of credit. I'm guessing in your circles they've gotten a lot for what they've been able to do. This rotation was not a strength last year, and over the course of basically, I mean, one calendar year, you make the trade for Cole Reagans. He turns into an all-star. Seth Lugo has been very good this year. Michael Wacha has been very good this year. This is a team that went from having a bottom five rotation to have one of the better rotations in just one offseason.
Yeah, J.J.'s done an amazing job. I mean, look, there's a lot of contending teams that could have signed Lugo and Wacha, and they didn't. Kansas City outmaneuvered them. And while everybody was waiting for some of the big fish to fry in free agency, J.J. went early and nabbed them and got them at really good value deals. I mean, there was an argument that Lugo should have started the All-Star game. Now, certainly we all understand that, so did Corbin Burns and Tarik Skubal. But, I mean, 12 wins, a 2.38 ERA, I mean, he's just been absolutely incredible. He's been really consistent. The Reagans deal was the best trade at last year's deadline for Aroldis Chapman. That was amazing, as he's put up a 3 ERA in 21 starts. And, you know, Brady Singer's developing, which is good. Michael Wacha has that great changeup and downward plane that's special. So, you know, the Royals are in all games. And when you have a manager like Matt Quatrero, who should be a candidate for manager of the year, you know, we know that Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the best players in the sport, period. We know Salvador Perez is a future Hall of Fame catcher. But to be able to score the runs that they've been scoring really has a lot to do with the fact that from the lineup from 1 to 9, everybody puts the ball in play. And they move the runners, and they're unselfish, and they do the little things to win games, and they're managed extremely well, and their approach is really good. So, you know, there's a lot of victories that are 3-2 and 4-3, not just because of the pitching and not just because of the offense, but Matt Quatrero and the coaching staff have done a phenomenal job with the hitter's approach.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Bowden, former general manager in Major League Baseball, also currently works for SiriusXM MLB Radio, talking about the Royals as we head closer towards the trade deadline. Let's start with the bullpen, and we'll move towards outfield names that you were possibly hearing. Let's say that the Royals want to get a 6th, 7th, or 8th inning guy. Who are some names? Who are some possible targets?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the top of the reliever market probably is not where the Royals are going to play. You got Tanner Scott, the southpaw with the Marlins, Kyle Finnegan, the closer with the Nationals, and Carlos Estevez, the closer with the Angels. Those are probably going to be the three best impactful relievers traded. But there's a whole plethora of other guys. For example, Chad Green of Toronto, along with his teammate Jimmy Garcia. You've got the Chicago Cubs that are now selling. And so you've got Mark Leiter Jr. And Hector Neris that are out there. Washington trying to move Dylan Floro. The Oakland A's have Lucas Erceg and Austin Adams that they're moving. The White Sox have Michael Kopech that's going to be moved. The Angels are going to move Luis Garcia. He's going to be gone. So those are some names that I'm being told are being dangled, and that most of the names I just gave you are probably going to be traded by Tuesday, and Kansas City is in the middle of all of it.
So that was the pitching side of things. You mentioned that the Royals could possibly use an outfield bat, maybe more specifically in the left field portion of it. What names are you hearing about it? And I'm also guessing, and tell me if I'm wrong, I'm guessing that the acquisition cost for the bat is going to be drastically different than the one you're going to get for the 6th or 7th inning guy.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. It's a lot steeper, and part of the problem is you've got some teams that need offense more than Kansas City does, right? You've got a team like the Seattle Mariners and Pittsburgh Pirates that are more desperate for a bat than Kansas City is, and if Kansas City has a choice of what to trade for, they're going to go bullpen over the bat. But some of the names that are being talked about, Lane Thomas of Washington, Taylor Ward of the Angels, Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays, Mark Canna of the Detroit Tigers. Those are some of the names that I keep hearing. And, of course, the big names are Lewis Robert and Jazz Chisholm, but I'm not hearing Kansas City being involved in either one of those two.
I was just going to ask you about Jazz Chisholm. When you hear that the Royals are not, is the price just going to be too steep for the Royals? Do they just not prefer the player? Because early on, I felt like they were linked to him, but it sort of died down over the last couple of days. Why do you think the Royals are not in that market?
I don't think it's necessarily a lack of interest, but I'm just being told that the way Miami sees the market, they don't see Kansas City in the top echelon of the team's prospect group that it would take to get them.
When you're talking to these teams, how are they viewing the Royals prospects? Because at least our perception is that around baseball, they're not viewed to have one of the better farm systems and better prospects. And do you think that's going to really hurt them right now, where there are so many teams that are in contention for either the division or the wild card? Is that going to hurt them in trying to go get what they need?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you traded one of the top prospects to get Hunter Harvey and gave up pick number 39. I think that's a pretty good indication of where the farm system is. I mean, there's work to be done. Now, look, that being said, there is some really good prospects in the system, and there's certainly enough in the system to go get the bullpen arms that you need. You just might have it. You just don't have enough to go get the biggest names that are going to get traded. And I think that's where the separation is. So, you know, the conversation's not going to be about Tarik Skubal or Crochet or Robert or Chisholm for that matter. But that doesn't mean the next level tier of names. Yeah, Kansas City certainly does have enough in the system to do that, but it's not a very deep system. And the problem at this time of year is that when you're talking trades with teams, you know, you're competing with other teams' farm systems. And when you have the Orioles and the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Rangers, I mean, you've got farm systems that just have a lot more talent than Kansas City does, which makes it more challenging. That being said, I mean, you know, how creative was J.J. in that Chapman-Reagans trade that you mentioned? So sometimes, you know, the best deals you make aren't going to be for big names. They may be for smaller, unproven names that end up impacting. And I think J.J. and his staff are really good at identifying those kind of players, and that's the kind of deal I'm looking for them to make.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager, for a couple more minutes. He does great work with SiriusXM MLB Radio. How confident are you that the Royals are going to make a move? It sounds like a lot of the industry buzz is that the Royals are maybe more likely to make a move than not. This team could certainly use a little bit of reinforcements, but it sounds like you and I agree that the Royals are not going to be major players. Like, there is a market that is going to develop here over the course of the next 4 days that I don't believe the Royals are going to be a part of, but I do see them making some move over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I see the same way that you do, and that's what the industry believes too. I think he's going to get another reliever. I think JJ is, and I think he's going to attempt to try to get another corner outfield bat if he can do it. And look, he's working his tail off. He's very aggressive in doing his job, and he certainly hired the right manager in Matt Quatrero. That is really evident. So, yeah, they're fun to watch. Would I have high expectations on a mind-blowing trade? No, I don't think that's going to happen. I also think that this trade deadline in general has a chance to be a dud overall anyway. So I don't think, you know, I heard today that it's unlikely to trade Tarik Skubal. Now, that could change between now and Tuesday, but I was told they don't like what's on the table or even close what's on the table. And then I heard late this afternoon that Garrett Crochet's camp now is not willing to pitch in the postseason if a contending team trades for him unless he gets a long-term contract before he pitches because of the amount of innings he has, so, which is now going to make it trickier for the White Sox to try to trade him. So who knows what this deadline is going to bring, but that's why I think Kansas City was smart when they made their move early on Hunter Harvey and didn't wait until the end when no one really knows what the market's going to do. So we'll see. But like you, I'm expecting them to make a move or two. I just don't think that anyone should be expecting, a mind-blowing type deal.
Last couple of things here, Jim, and we appreciate your time. The Royals right now, they would be the third wild card team if the playoffs started today. They are one game up on the Boston Red Sox. They actually play the Red Sox coming up in a couple of weeks at Kauffman Stadium. That's going to be a very exciting series. How do you handicap this Royals team and their chance? I look at Cleveland as just being a little bit better than they are. I would be surprised if Kansas City won the division, but they obviously are very much in play for one of the wild card spots.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a fascinating team because they believe in themselves. They're a tight-knit group. They can win close games. They don't strike out. They've got solid starting pitching. And if the bullpen can continue to improve in the second half, this is a team that clearly can make the playoffs. And I remember Matt Quatrero telling me in March that he saw this team as a playoff team. And I remember in March I didn't believe him. And now we're sitting here closing in on the trade deadline, and now I believe them. It's been fun to watch. It's a good team. They know what they're doing. Am I going to tell you that I think they're going to win this division? No. I don't even think they're going to finish in second. I honestly think they're going to finish in third place behind the Guardians and Twins. But that doesn't mean I'm not rooting for them and hoping that they do. I'm just not so sure that their offense is going to hold up enough the last 2 months of the season. It may, though, but when you don't strike out, it certainly helps.
Last question here. You've obviously seen a lot of great baseball players. You traded or drafted a lot of great baseball players. Is there a player that comes to mind when you watch Bobby Witt Jr.? I've asked a lot of great baseball people, and the comparisons have been some of the best in the world. You're a guy that evaluated baseball players. When you see Bobby Witt Jr., who do you see? What do you see?
Well, let me start with this by saying I think he's the best player in baseball right now, overall. I think he's the most talented player. So I can't compliment a player more than that. You know, in my lifetime, what I saw with my eyeballs, the best players that I saw, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr. in his prime, Mike Trout in his prime, hitting-wise, Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera in that conversation. But, you know, Bobby Witt, you know, when I think of Bobby Witt, I think more of Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, caliber guys, because there's nothing Bobby Witt can't do. I mean, he's, you know, a gold glove defender at shortstop with a great arm and great power and likes to be up with the game on the line and great bat speed. And if I was starting a team right now and you told me I could have any player in the entire sport, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. So I can't compliment a player more than that. That's how I feel about him.
That is Jim Bowden joining us on the show today, former Major League Baseball general manager. He currently does great work with SiriusXM on MLB Network Radio. Jim, great stuff today. Appreciate the insight. We all are hopeful for a very exciting trade deadline here in Kansas City. Thanks, Jim.
Well, thanks for having me on, and best wishes the rest of the way to you and the Royals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! parts.